Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Pam Boyd. Pam, love having you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I come and bother you a lot in the fall, don't I? Got a lot going on.
It's a fun time of year. You know, you had the Souls to Souls pop-up shop, and now coming up on September 6th, you have the Day of Caring, a chance for the community to get out, help each other, help beautify the city. It's such a fun day here in the Castle Country.
It is. It's a wonderful event. You know, it's just really people showing up to beautify both spaces that we all use and value, and help out neighbors who need a little extra help doing yard work or a special project.
Yeah, no, and I think a good place for us to start, people who might not be familiar with the Day of Caring, I mean, everyone knows kind of Days of Service, but Day of Caring kind of feels a little bit different, put on by the United Way. For people who might not be familiar, what is the Day of Caring?
Well, the Day of Caring is, you know, it's celebrated around the time of the 9/11 anniversary. And the idea is that, you know, we're stronger through community. And the United Way's mission is, you know, to improve lives by harnessing the caring power of community. And that is what this day is all about. It's, you know, harnessing the community's power to make our lives better.
And, you know, I think being started after those September 11th attacks, this is something that really helped unite our country in a time where we really needed to unite the most. I mean, it's unprecedented, an attack on American soil. We needed something to unite around it. This was a great opportunity to do it then, and it still is now, carrying on all these years later. So right now in this conversation, we more want to solicit not service yet. We do encourage service, but we are looking for projects right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is a two-part project. I mean, right now we are looking for projects to do. In a couple weeks, we'll be looking for people to do them. And so right now, I just encourage people who know maybe an elderly neighbor or a neighbor who's struggling for whatever reason that could use their yard mode, or, you know, has some stuff they need help stacking up or taking away, you know, some kind of project that, you know, a few volunteers could really knock out and help somebody out. And so I'd like those people to give us a call or send me an email at liveunited@uweu.org and let me know about it, and we can put it on our list of projects. Or, you know, sometimes organizations, Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, just different organizations have a need, and we'd be happy to help out with those as well. So reach out.
You know, what really stands out to me about the Day of Caring is, you know, you'll always see days of service popping up. You'll maybe get 10, 20 people, but for Day of Caring, it feels like the community really unites around this idea. I mean, last year you see droves of people showing up, and they were able to tackle just numerous projects all across the area. It was crazy.
It was amazing. It is always amazing. And it's like, you know, it's like anybody who's ever given a party and you're wondering if anybody's going to show up, you know, it's this will be my fourth Day of Caring, and I don't worry about that anymore. I know the community is going to come out in force and help out. So it's wonderful. You know, it's like ants on a cupcake, you know, lots of workers and lots to get done.
You know, I've always loved that analogy used, the ants on the cupcake, because it's very descriptive of what this event is. Many hands making a very big task a lot easier. Now, as you look back over those 4 years, you've kind of been in charge of this Day of Caring. Do you have any stories that really stand out in your mind of, you know, being able to help the community in a very positive way?
Well, you know, it's I think some of those private projects, you know, because you have homeowners or relatives just literally in tears, you know, that they didn't know how they were going to tackle this project and have a bunch of happy volunteers that show up to do it. And it's pretty amazing. And, you know, and I love it when you have families show up to volunteer, you know, because you're teaching kids the value of community really young and early. And
now, for people who might be joining us midway through, what's the best way to volunteer a service project for this? If they know someone who maybe needs their yard done, they need some things stacked, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
You know, you can give us a call or send us an email and just tell us. You don't have to fill out a big form. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, what the project is, what kind of work you need done, about how many people you'd need. And as a warning, last year people kind of wanted to make sure they got a team, so they kind of underestimated how many people they need. I'd rather have you overestimate how many people you need, because I sent people to a couple of projects that they only thought they needed a couple, and you know what? They needed a dozen. And so, you know, it's fine. Tell me you need a dozen. We'll send you a dozen your way, you know?
And, you know, that's the thing. Everyone who's here is willing to help however they can, so they'll be willing to undertake any project you throw their way. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I'll just tell them the email address again, which is, like I said, liveunited@uweu.org, and our phone number at 435-637-8911.
Pam, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Pam Boyd. We're talking about the upcoming Day of Caring. That's coming up on Saturday, September 6th. Going to be a great day of volunteer work in our community. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.